The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Mem Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marav Zekineti Yafa Bat Sarah, and the Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Shilema, Rachel Bat Sarah, Sarah Bat Rachel Bat Sarah. שרה בת רחל ושרה רוחמה בת רחל וגם החמסיון בן אסתר וגם משה בן דינה אין לה לפניהם שעובד ניתוח היום אין לה לפניהם אין לה לפניהם שפת הנפש ושפת הגוף ופתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן כן תראה הזדף עמם א' עמוד ראשון we are starting the second פרק of מסכת קידושין and we start from the Mishnah, ha'ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho. The man is able to mekadesh a wife himself or through his shaliach, through his agent, which means he's able to give the money or the shtar, let's say, to his agent, and he tells the agent, go mekadesh me that wife. Okay, so he can do it with the shaliach. Ha'isha mekadeshet ba'ha u'bishlucha. The lady can accept the Kiddushin herself, or she could appoint a Shaliach in order to receive the Kiddushin. So Shaliachot works both ways. Ha'ish mekadesh et bito kishehi ne'ara bo u'bishlucho. The father is able to marry off his daughter, even when she is a ne'ara, meaning 12 years old. Still, she's in the father's jurisdiction, and he's able to receive Kiddushin for her. He receives the Kiddushin and she is married. As she says, because Sheken Kishihi Ketana. If Rishad's telling me he can marry her off when she's a Ne'ara, certainly he can marry her off when she is younger than that. Ketana im kibet Kiddushin mikudeshet. Okay? The reason why he chose Ne'ara and not Ketana, as she says, is because the person should not marry off his daughter when she's a ketana, because she really doesn't have da'at. So therefore the Mishnah is just giving us what is the normal thing to do, and one shouldn't do it when she's a ketana, but can do it when she's a ketana. Gemara begins. The Mishnah began, Ha'ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho. So if you're telling me that you can use a shaliach, do you have to tell me that he can do it himself? Once you tell me that the husband, the man, can send a shaliach to accept the kiddushin, why does the Mishnah have to tell me he can do it himself? Of course, if he can do it b'shlucho, certainly he can do it himself. Hashta b'shlucho mekadesh bo mebaya. What it says, Amar of Yosef, mitzvah bo yoter mebishlucho. May we learn that it's a mitzvah to do it yourself instead of using an agent. That's why the Mishnah says, bo, to come and tell me, when you're involved in the mitzvah yourself, Rashi says, techi asi gufo b'mitzvah mekabel sachar tefe. That when you're involved in the mitzvah yourself, you get more reward. Therefore the Mishnah is coming with the tayyah hadush. Bo is the chatayla. If it just would have said bishlucho, you might have said, okay, bishlucho and bo, it's equal. That's why he says, no, bo is better. Because it's mitzvah to do the mitzvot yourself. Kiha de Rav Safra, like the story of Rav Safra, machrich resha. He used to singe the head of the animal from its hair, the chbot Shabbat. You would have an animal on Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. You want to get the hairs off the head of the animal. So therefore, Mahalik Resheh, he would singe the hairs off, and then he would cook it. So you see, and he did it himself, even though they were very wealthy, they had slaves. So you see, even the Kabod Shabbat, they did it themselves. Rabah Malach Shibuta. Rava himself would salt the fish. Shibuta is a fish. So therefore you see what? That even though they had servants, they did it themselves. So you see what is mitzvah? L'chmot shemat, better to do it yourself. Ika de amre, some have a different version. Beha isura name itpa. Oh, the Mishnah is saying, not only is it a mitzvah to do the kiddushin yourself, but really, it's an isur to use a shaliyah. You shouldn't use a shaliyah to make the kiddushin. Why? Because you're not going to see what the wife looks like. If you're sending an agent to go give the kiddushin, you have no idea what she looks like. So what? So you don't know what she looks like. It was no good. Kedrav Yehuda Amarav. Damarav Yehuda Amarav. Asur le'adam shekadesh et ha'isha ad shir inna. A person is not allowed to marry a lady until he sees her. Why? What's the problem? Shem me'yir'eh ba davar meguneh. Maybe after he gives the kiddushin, he's going to see something that's not nice about her. And what? V'titkane alav. She's going to be disgusting to him. V'rahamana amar, and the Torah says, V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Now he's going to be over that. Why? He's going to look at her, he's not going to like her, and he's going to divorce her. So therefore, they want you to see the... They want you to see her first. Okay? Good. That's not him. We're talking about if he's going to send his shaliyah. He didn't see her. He didn't see her at all. He just sent his shaliyah. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ha'ish mekadesh bo bishlucho is really not really bishlucho. If he did it, it's okay. But it's really not preferable, and it's really asur. Because he's sending his shaleh, he didn't see her. And what's going to end up happening? She's not going to be appealing to the guy, and he's going to start fighting with her, and he's going to over on V'Avta Lecha Kamocha. Good. Oh, so therefore, if you're telling me that what, when did Rav Yosef make his statement, mitzvah bo yotir mebishluho? It cannot be on the beginning of the Mishnah. Because it's not a mitzvah at all to use a shaliyah. Adama, it's asur. So the Gemara says, V'chi etmar de Rabbi Yosef. That which Rabbi Yosef said, mitzvah bo yotir mebishlucho, asefa etmar. His statement is on the second part of the Mishnah. Ha'isha mitkadeshet ba u'bishlucha. The lady can receive the kiddushin herself, or she can use her shaliyah. So the Gemara asks, ha'ashta bishlucha mitkadesha ba mebaya? If she could send the shaliyah, you have to tell me she can accept it herself. Still, it's a mitzvah for her to receive it. Like we said, it's better to do the mitzvah yourself. I think Gemara proves it. How do we know it's better to do the mitzvah yourself? Right, he would singe the head of the animal, lechmod Shabbat, and Rabba malach shibuta. Aval beha isura letba. Here, it's not an isur for the lady to use a shaliyah, even though she's not going to see what the husband looks like. What's the problem then? Why not? Why don't you say the same thing then? She's going to send the shaliyah, she'll know what the guy looks like. So the Gemara says, a famous answer, kederish lakish. Based on this lakish's statement, the Amar is lakish, tav le metav tan du. It's better for a lady who would rather be with two bodies, she's companionship, tan, du. That she says, tan is a goof, du is two, which is, even if the guy's mukachin, the guy's got all boils over his body, doesn't matter, then staying alone like an almana. So therefore, we're not worried that the lady might not find the guy appealing, she just wants to be married to somebody. So therefore, we say, I'm not worried, we're not worried about the Shema Titganeh Aleha. Look at that, she. Tamarish Lakish Tavle Metav Tandu, Mashalu, Shenashim Omrot. It's a Mashal. Al Baal Koldehu. Even on a regular guy, Shiu Tov that Shevet Im Shne Gufim, Meshevet Almana. Better to be with two people than to be alone. Tan Guf, Dush Naim. Oh. So now you're going to have a question. You're going to say, but wait. If she's sending the shaliyah, the husband, the man didn't see what she looked like. I thought you just told me that it's asur. So how are you telling me that she can send the shaliyah, but her sending the shaliyah, now you're putting the husband in isur. A simple answer, you say, what? He saw. He saw once before, and at the time of the Kiddushin, she sent a shaliach. And as she says, a different answer. Beim tekadashi. Beikasha. You're right. We're looking at it from her standpoint. We're not looking at it from the man's standpoint. From his side, there might be an isur. But from her standpoint, she can say the shaliyah. Hilkach, haditan about the mitzvah, ashme'inan. Aval isural gebe dida, deka. Aval desha, da'ali bedide, tanabo mishum isura. Good, which is, we're looking at each one separately. We're looking from the lady's standpoint, she would not have an issue. The only question that we could have over here is, you're telling me it's a mitzvah for the lady to mikadesh by herself, more than the man, more than the shaliyah. Mitzvah ba, yotem b'shulcha. What is the mitzvah? Is a lady commanded in getting married? Chora, it's mitzvah on the man, for pirurvu. So how do you understand the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah yishpo? What mitzvah do you have over here? So the Mefarshim say over here, yeah, he said, בדברי הגמרא מבואר שגם האישה מקיימת מצווה בקידושין, ומהו מצוותה? So he says, that's the Ran, the famous Ran, she's a misayaya. She's helping the man fulfill his mitzvah of Peru Urvu. So therefore it's a mitzvah of a siyua to help somebody else do a mitzvah. And still, even on that, it's a mitzvah yoter ba, maybe shluha. Okay, she's obviously the man cannot fulfill the periyav rebiyah unless she gets married to him. So therefore, she also has a chelek in the mitzvah of the husband. Okay, look at the good. Go further. Heish mekadesh b'tokashin ne'ara. So we said in the Gemara what the Mishnah: a man can marry off his daughter when she's a ne'ara, 12 years old. Kishin ne'ara in. So the Gemara says, sounds like when she's an Ara, yeah. Kishi ketana, lo. But ketana, no. I mean, why did the Mishnah choose? And it said in the Mishnah, kishihi ne'ara. It's mashma only when she gets to ne'ara. So we imply kishihi ne'ara. If it meant everything, the Mishnah could have just said, ha'ish mekadesh et bito. I would know, ketana, ne'ara. From the fact that it said, kishihi ne'ara, it's mashma dafka, once she gets to become a ne'ara. Mashma ketana. No, v'sayal le'rav. Damar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, v'etim Rabbi Elazar, asur le'adam sheikadesh et bito kishei ketana. Really, it's asur for a father to marry off his daughter when she's a minor. Ad shetigdal v'tomar b'fdoni ani rotza. Until she has the doubt enough to say, I want this guy. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah chose Nara to tell me not ketana. אסור, בקטע תוספות, אסור לאדם שיקדש את ביתו כשהיא קטנה. ואף אגב, דאמר לעיל לאסור עליך משום לטב למטב תנדו. לא, so why don't you tell me what you mean? What's the difference? The lady don't care who she's married to. And didn't we just say above, לשתקיש, טב למטב תנדו? So let the father marry her when she's קטנה. What do you tell me? Until she has the ability to say, I want to marry this guy. But he can't marry her to anybody. No, אני מילי בגדולה. שהיא מתקדשת עידי עצמה. That's only talking about a gedola. You say that sevara when she's getting married herself. To give her the receipt, like the mechashim, but tazor, because she's marrying herself off. So therefore, we don't know how she's going to back out. Aval ketanah shemekadesh ta'ide abia, the mechashim imaita gedola lo aita mitrasit. Right? Then maybe when she becomes a gedola, if she was a gedola, hypothetically, she would not want to marry this guy. So therefore, we don't say tav lemetav only by a gedola that's marrying herself. And then the Tosafot says a famous chiddush. Ve'achshav. שאנו נוהגים לקדש בנותינו אפילו קטנות. So what about המנהג today? Tosfot says that they were marrying off their daughters when they were קטנות. היינו משום שבכל יום ויום הגלות מתקבר עלינו. Every day the exile is getting worse. He meant the economy. ואם יש סיפק ביד אדם עכשיו לתת לביתו נדוניה, if today he can afford to give his daughter a dowry, maybe later on, who knows what's going to be. Therefore, if the guy has the money to marry off his daughter, marry off immediately. What? And if he doesn't have the money, he's gonna make his wife daughter an aguna forever. Wow. And today we don't know, things are in the air, things are questionable. Therefore, Tosfot said the custom was to marry them off when she's a ketana, even when they had the money to give the dowry. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, famous sugya, shirihut minalan. How do you know shirihut? Which means, you tell me that a man can send an agent to receive the kiddushin. Or a lady can send an agent to receive. A man can send an agent to give the kiddushin, she can send a lady to receive it, shadiyah. How do you know there's a yan of shirihut? So the Yabara says, minan dikhtiv vishilah. Okay, the pasuk says, by get, ki yikach ish isha ubala, vayayim no timsachin bi'inav, ki matza ba'irbat tavar, vechat tavla sefer kiritut venatan biyada v'shilleha bibeto. So we're playing on the word v'shilleha. So we break up the word. V'shilach melamed shu oseh shaliyah. V'shilach. He can send it through a agent. That's by get.
Yeah.
Okay, not by kiddushim, by get. V'shilach. V'shilleha. Oh, now we continue the word. V'shilleha. And she can extend the shaliyah to receive the get. Vishilah vishilecha, both words together, which means it says it twice that she says. If you look in the pesukim over there by get, it says the word vishilecha twice. So the fact that it says it twice, milamed shashaliyah osa shaliyah, that even the shaliyah can appoint a shaliyah. So we see shilihut from get. Okay? Good. Ashkehan begirushin, bekidushin minala. Now we got to look for kidushin. Vechi tema di alif begirushin. Maybe you'll tell me, I'll learn from girushin. Give us no. Ma le girushin shechen yeshnan ba'al korha. I could argue and say girushin has a leniency. What? You can give a get even against her will. So once already you see a leniency, I said that's why you can do it like shaliyah. Because already you're able to do it even against her will, so therefore you cannot learn it to kiddushin. Amar kera v'yatze'a v'hayeta. Famous Hekesh. It says in the Pasuk, v'yatze'a, she will leave this husband, divorce, and get married to somebody else. Mekish havaya liyitziya. The Torah is comparing the marriage to the divorce. Ma yitziah mashve shaliyah, afavayana be mashve shaliyah. Good. So we figured out at least what? That we know shilihut by girushin, and we know shilihut by kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, v'lahad etnan, mishnah, ha'omer l'shlucho. Guy tells his shaliyah, tse terom, go take teruma for me. Guy has a pile of product. Tell the shaliyah, do me a favor, go take teruma. Now, we know there's three levels of teruma. Mina Torah, chita achat poteret et akri. One chita covers the whole pile. Midrabanan, the rabbis gave different shiur. Ayin yafa, if a guy's a generous guy, he gives 1/40. Ayin ra'a, 1/60. And benuni, 1/50. Okay? Now this shaliyah, the Balabai did not tell him how much to take, what percentage. So then the Mishnah says, "Ha'omer l'shlucho, se terom torem kedat balabayit." So he's allowed to assess what did balabayit would want to give, and he could take according to that. Vim enu yodea dat balabayit. If he doesn't know how to make an assessment, torem bebenunit echat mahamishim. Right, so he'll take 1/50. Now pihet asara. Ohosif asara terumato teruma. Now, how would you learn pihet asara? So that she says pihet asara shetara mehat ma'arba'im. But really, hat ma'arba'im is not pihet. Hat is more. So how do you learn the word pihet? So Tosfot explains on the top Tosfot pirusha kunteras pihet shetara mehat ma'arba'im vekai pihet abalabayit. Which means you shortchange the balabayit. By taking more, you have lessened the balabayit's position. So therefore, it's pihet from the balabayit asara. If you diminish from the balabayit 10, meaning you went 1/40, or hosif, or Yeah, he made more, which is you did 160, so he gave the Baal HaBayit right, 1/10 more, asara. Okay, it counts also. Good. Why? Because the guy could come along and say, that's the way I assessed you. But what do you see here, clearly from this Mishnah, that Shilihut works by Tiruma. How do you know? You only showed me Girushin and Kiddushin. Now you got to prove me Tiruma. So give us Minalan. How do you know that Shilihut works? Vichitema, maybe you'll tell me. The Alif me Girushin. I'll learn it from Girushin. I was like, I can't learn from Girushin. Mali Girushin, Sheken Yishnan, Hol. I tell you, the reason why Girushin works, because it's not sanctity, it's not, there's no sanctity in a get. So therefore, it's lenient, get is Hol. It's not profane, it doesn't have Kiddusha. But maybe by Tiruma that has Kiddusha, who says you can use a Shaliyah? Understand, they're not comparable. Gebras Amar Kera, Atem, Gam Atem. Let a bot et a Shaliyah. When the Pasuk is talking about Tiruma, it says, Ken Tarimu, Gam Atem. So the extra word, Gam Atem, also you, means not only you can take Tiruma, but you could also appoint a Shaliyah. The extra word, Gam. Okay? So Tosfot asks, why don't you just say that the reason why you can't learn from Girushin is because Girushin is Baal Korha, like we said above. Because the Gemara says, if you would have said that, we could have said Kiddushin Yuchiyah. I can dispute you that from Kiddushin, that even though it's not Baal Korha, and still you're able to use a Shaliyah. So if I had to choose something that is by both, and which is what? Sheish Ken Yishnan Hol. It's no kiddusha to Girushin.
Mm-hmm.
So there,
isn't that
kiddusha
kiddushin?
No, it's not kiddusha. It's called that's shon kiddushin. Not a kiddusha. The coin is not kedusha. It's kiddusha over here. So therefore, the Gemara says we have a proof. So we learned so far, kiddushin from Girushin, and a pasuk by Tiruma. Gemara says v'nichtov rachmana b'Tiruma. So let the pasuk just teach me shilichot by Tiruma. V'nitu anat v'nigmeru mineh. And I'll learn Girushin and Kiddushin from it. Mishum deika lemefrach, no, because I could refute sheken yeshna b'machshava. Oh, which means I can say Tiruma is a leniency that you're able to give Tiruma even in thought. Which means a person thinks in his brain, you know, the 10% or whatever it is of the product in this corner of this pile over here is going to be Tiruma. They learn over there that it says v'nechshav in the pasuk. Also, therefore, since you can use machshava, that's why you can use shaliyah atayu. You can't use machshava, therefore maybe you can learn from Tiruma to the other items. Good. Now we get to the next case. So far we've proven Girushin, Kiddushin, Tiruma. And you can't learn Tiruma from Girushin and Kiddushin. Or the opposite, Kiddushin and Girushin from Tiruma. Now we get to discuss Korbanot. Habura she'abad pesha. They have a group. They Korban Pesach they're bringing. So the problem was with the group. They lost the Pesach. They ran away, the animal. Ve'amru le'ha. So they told one of the guys in the group, Tse u'bakesh. Go find it. Ushot alenu. And slaughtered for us. Ve'alach u'matza ve'shahat. He went, he found it, he slaughtered. Ve'hen lakhu ve'shahatu. And they also, even though they appointed him, they went, they took an animal, and they slaughtered it. Another animal. So it says, Im shelo nishchat lishon, if the original animal was slaughtered first, the guy found the animal, and slaughtered it first, hu ochel mishelo ve'em ochlim v'shotim emo. Everybody eats on that animal, because that's the animal really they appointed him to be shaliyah for, and it's the original. So the Gemara says, minalan, how do you know that by korbanot, by kadashim we call that, that you're able to appoint a shaliyah? So he was v'chitem adiyalit me'anach. Well, I'll learn it from the other, from Girushin, Kiddushin, and Tiruma. No, ma'le'anach, jeken yishnan chol, etzel kadashim. Even Tiruma is considered profane, keneged, korbanot. Which means, just because you could use a shaliyah by Tiruma, Tiruma is not on the very same level. But maybe by korbanot, which are on a higher madriga, maybe a shaliyah doesn't work. So the Gemara says, "Nafka lemed Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, damar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha minayin shoshnochot shel adam kimoto shne'emar v'shachatu oto kol kehal adat Yisrael ben ha'arba'im." It's talking about Korban Pesach. all Klal Yisrael is going to slaughter the Korban Pesach ben Arba'im in the afternoon. V'chi kol ha'kal kolan shohatin. Wait a minute, every single Jew is going to slaughter the Korban Pesach? Ba'alo enu shohet ela echad. Right? One guy slaughters for the whole group. Ela mikan sheshiduchos shel Adam kemoto. So Adrabah, the proof of Rabbi Yeshua is from Kadashim. Yeah. That you see what? Yeah, you have to say that. We're going to have 600,000 people slaughtering Qurban. It doesn't do that. And then you have one guy doing it for everybody else. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Nikhtov Rachmana beKadashim. Veniti Hanach venigbiru mine. So just write it by Kadashim, by Pesach. And I'll learn Shilichot from Pesach. What do you need all the other sources for? Gerushin, Kedushin, Teruma. Mishum di'ika lemifrak. Because I can refute. Ma... לקדשים שכן רוב מעשיהם על ידי שליח. Right. The majority of korbanot, of the services, is done על ידי שליח. Anyway, who does it? The Kohen. So therefore I can say, the reason why Shilichot works by Kadashim is because the whole procedure, the majority of procedure is done by Shilichot. You know, the Kohen and the Beit HaMikdash, is he the agent? So I said, maybe the Dafka over there, where the Torah allows agents. Because like, we see the Kohen is able to bring it. Who says the other things? So therefore you cannot learn from Kadashim to teach you Girushin, Kiddushin, and Terumah. So Gemara says, "Hada mechada lo atya." Okay, we couldn't learn one from the other, but maybe titi hada mitarti. But maybe let's learn one from two. Let's combine two together. You don't need. So far, we have what? We have Girushin and Kiddushin. We have Terumah, and we have Kadashim. So Gemara is saying, why don't you combine two of these together, and from the two combined, you'll be able to learn the third. Okay. Right? We're not counting Kiddushin. We're counting Girushin because Kiddushin was learned from Girushin. So Gemara, how would you do it? Hey Teiti, how would you do it? How would you bring it? Lo nichtov rachmana b'kadashim. Don't write Kadashim. Korban Pesach. V'titi mehanach, and I learn it from Kiddushin and Teruma. Okay. Right? Kiddushin and Girushin and Terumah. Are you going to tell me that Ma'al Kadashim, that it's Kadashim? Look at Kadashim. Kadashim speaks it out. I'm going to guess. V'titi Ma'anach. Ma'al Kadashim Shem Kodesh. Just like Kadashim is Kodesh. Yeshnam B'Shaliach Terumata Shihol Lo Kocheken. Right. If by Kodesh you can use a Shaliach, certainly by something that's weaker, you could use a shaliyah. Malik Kadashim, Shekin Rav Ma'asim Ayyidah Shaliyah. Oh, but I could argue. Kadashim, the majority of its actions are done through a shaliyah, through a Kohen. Girushin Yuchiyo. That what? That it doesn't have this majority Ayyidah Shaliyah. And still, Shaliyahot works. I say, Malik Girushin Shekin Yeshnan, Chol Etzat Ruma. I say, yeah, but Girushin adds a leniency that it's considered profane by Teruma. Kadashim Yuchiyo. That what? That even though it's Kodesh, still you're able to use a Shaliyah. The Hazar ad-Din. So the circular reasoning, each one has a property that the other one does not, and they have the same result. Which means? Huh?
No.
Again, the Gemara said, "Hey Titi, lo nechtov rachmana bekadashim. Don't say kadashim. Ve'titi mehanach, and learn it from
the other two.
What's the other two? From divorce and teruma. So the Gemara says, "Ma lehanach sheken yeshnam chol etzel kadashim." You can say no. The other two are considered profane, the Gabe Kadashim. Which means, Girushin and Teruma, the reason why Shlichut works, because it's easy, it's Chol. Hashekin Kadashim. So the Gemara says, Lo nechtov rachmana begirushin. Okay, so don't say Girushin, V'titi mehanach. And therefore learn it from Teruma and Kadashim, and I can learn from Teruma and Kadashim to teach me Girushin. Teruma and Kadashim, teach me Girushin, exactly. I say no, that Teruma and Kadashim, you're able to do it b'machshava. How? Teruma, we said already, you can designate the Teruma in your brain, but how can you do Kadashim b'machshava? So Rashi says, machshava Look at Nashi. Okay, you're right. I read the Nashi too early. Look at Nashi b'machshava. Kanashim nami itnu b'machshava. Gamar b'libo lomar shor ze le'ola. In his heart, he said, you know what? I'm going to designate this ox for korban ola. Harehu ola. It's considered an ola. Kedetarim b'shvuot p'regimal moza sefatecha. You have to keep your word. In the Ela Shiotzi Besvatav, Gabar Milibo Minayin. How do we know? Even if you committed in your heart, Tavud Omar Kol Nediv Lev, right? Nediv Lev Olot. Okay, good. So therefore, I cannot learn from Teruma and Kadashim to teach me Girushin, because I could say Teruma and Kadashim as a leniency. What's the leniency that they both have? Machshava. That's why Shlichut works. That's Rashi we read. Don't say Teruma v'titi mehanach and learn it from Girushin and Kadashim. Now let's read that Rashi again, please. And I'll say Ma Kadashim Shem Kodesh. Right? It's Kodesh. Yeshnan b'shaliyah. And still you can use a shaliyah. Teruma shichol legabe Kadashim. Lo kol sheken. So say Ma leKadashim sheken rov ma'asim ayde shaliyah. Well, Girushim yuchihu. So I'm coming to So therefore, Hazar Adin, and if I can learn from the combination that what Girushin and Kadashim will able to teach me Teruma. So the Gemara says, Hachaname, you're right.
That's also a way to do it.
That's it. Which means really, Teruma can be learned from Girushin and Kadashim. Oh, then the question is, Ve'ela atem gam atem lamali. So what do we need the extra word gam atem? You told me gam atem is teaching me what? Shlichut. What do you need gam atem for now? It's extra. Gam atem. You know what gam atem teaches me? Ma atem b'nei berit, afshlu hakem b'nei berit. That the shaliah has to be Jewish. Ben berit. Which means just like you are ben berit, circumcised, Jewish, part of the covenant. So to your shlichim have to be ben berit, which means shlichut I know from somewhere else, from the combination, from the reasoning. But what? How do I know who you can appoint as a shliach now? So gam atim, that your shliach has to be like you. So the Gemara says, halam adikra. I need a pasuk for that. Midrabi Chaya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan Nafka. Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Ena Eved Naase Shaliyah Lekabel Get Miyad Bala. An Eved Kanani. He cannot be the Shaliyah to receive a get. Right? A lady cannot appoint a Eved to receive a get for her. Even though we said a lady can appoint a Shaliyah. So why can't he appoint? Why can't she appoint an Eved? Shalisha Lefi She'eno Betorat Gitin VeKedushin. Because an Eved is not in the parasha of Gittin v'Kiddushin. Does the Eved have Girushin? No. Does the Eved have Kiddushin? No. So if you're not in the subject, you cannot be an agent. So the same thing. Does a Goy have Teruma? No. So what do you have to tell me now? The Gam Atim teaches me that you can't appoint a Goy to be Shaliyah for Teruma. Of course you can't appoint him. Since he's not in the Sugya of Teruma, your Shaliyah has to be at least capable, eligible. So what do you need a pasuk for? So, no, it's terich. I need it. Salka da dachamina eved de la bar heterahu klal. In the eved, I'll tell you why the shlichut is no good. Because he's not in the sugya of kedushin to make a girushin bechlal, which means the eved has no connection whatsoever to Ishut. And therefore, I understand why it cannot be a shaliach. Aval oved kochavim, but by a goy, who il ve'ite b'teruma de'nafsheh. He's in the parashah of teruma. What parashah of teruma is a goy in? On his own stuff. What do you mean? Detnan. Ha'oved kochavim ve'akuti shetarmu. Well, they took teruma from their own products. Terumatan teruma.
Wow.
It's Kodesh. Which means, look at Rashi, terumatan teruma le'aser lezarim. Yeah, regular teruma, if a zar eats it, it'll be hayav. Dekasabar en kinyan le'oved kochavim be'eretz Yisrael lehafkiyah. Which means when a goy buys property in Eretz Yisrael, the kiddusha does not go off. Therefore, the kiddusha is still there. If he takes teruma, it's teruma. Umiruach oved kochavim eno poter min ha'teruma. Just because he's the one that
smooth out the pile, because when is Terumah Hayav? Once you make the pile and you smooth it out. Even though the Goy did it, it doesn't matter. The Hayav Terumah is still there. It says in the Pasuk, Deganecha, Deganecha. Your product. Now we have a rule. Deganecha is coming to say your product and not the product of a Goy. Then it says it again. Deganecha, your product, not the product of a Goy. That's a double mi'ut. In mi'ut, ahar mi'ut, ela lerabot. It's like a double negative is a positive. So there's a derashah that says, when you exclude something twice, it's actually coming to include. Right? Double exclusion is an inclusion. So therefore we learned that what? The product of goyim are?
Terumah.
Right? Subject to terumah. Oh, so therefore you would have thought what? That I would have thought, maybe I can appoint a goy to take my terumah for me. Don't tell me, oh, you know it's from Eved. Eved is not in the perashah of Ishut at all. There's no gittin, there's no kiddushin. That's why you can't appoint an Eved. But maybe a goy, since he's in the sugya of terumah for himself, maybe. I would have thought, yes. Shaliach nami avid, kamash malan, gam atem, to teach me what?
No.
You can't. Rabbi Shimon de patar. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, no, a goy's terumah is nothing. He doesn't go with this mi'ut, tahar mi'ut. He doesn't learn it. Ditnan. Terumat oved kochavim. You have the terumah. Have an oved kochavim. Medamat. Which means it got mixed up in a pile. V'chayavim alea chomesh. That's the first opinion. Which is according to the first opinion, it says, it's terumah. What's the law if a Yisrael eats terumah b'shogeg? He has to pay back principal plus one-fifth. So terumah v'ovid kukavim, medamah, that got mixed up in regular product, and the Yisrael ate it, so now he has to pay a chomesh. So according to the first shita, goy's terumah is terumah. The Rabbi Shimon poter. But the Rabbi Shimon says, no, the goy's took terumah, put it in the pile, mixed it up, you don't got to pay anything. It's not kodesh. Oh, so if it's not Kodesh, what do you need Gam Atem for? And don't tell me it's to exclude Goyim. Why? Of course Goyim are exempt. They can't be a Shaliyah. They're not in the Sugya at all. You know what that says? Atem, Gam Atem, Lamali, what do you need Atem, Gam Atem? It's Tariq. You need it. Sakadatachamina, Huil Ve'amar Mor. Since we have a statement. Atem, Velo Arisin. Atem, Velo Shutafim. Atem velo apotropos. Atem velo atorem et she'eno shelo. Ema atem velo shelo hachem nameh. Kamash ma'alan. We have many dirashot on the word atem to come and exclude people. You take the terumah for yourself. Velo arisim. Your sharecropper cannot take terumah for you. What else atem teaches me? Velo shutafim. Partners are not allowed to take one for the other. Atem velo apotropos. The apotropos, the administrator of the property of the yetomim, cannot take terumah as well. Atem velo atorem et she'eno shelo. Nor can you take terumah on something that does not belong to you. So I would have thought, what? Maybe atem also means atem velo shlochachem. So that's why it says kamash malah. No, terumah is like everything else. That shlichut works. Let's read Rashi. אתם גם אתם למלי פשיטה דלא אביא עובד כוכבים שלה דהל יתה בתרומה לנפשה הסתריך לריבוי השלה לתרומה שולכתיב אתם נעות האריסים מלתרום חלקו של בעל הבית but the sharecropper cannot make תרומה for the בעל הבית והאפוטרופוס יתומים ותורם את שאינו שלו שלא מדעתו right, you cannot take תרומה but somebody else is good without letting him know so אמא למעות אינה משליה maybe I would think that שליה also is excluded. So let's just conclude what came out in this Gemara. Girushin v'shila v'shilecha. Okay, so the rightness of v'shila v'shilecha, he can send the shaliyah to give the gift, she can send the shaliyah to receive the gift. How do you know kiddushin? Havaya liyitziyah. Yatzeah v'ayita. Good. How do I know terumah? How do I know kedashim? Kedashim actually from Pesach. Okay, good. How do I know terumah? So originally we thought it's from Gamatim. But you know, you don't need Gamatim. You can actually learn Terumah from the other two. From Girushin and Kadashim. And I can say, just like those two items, you can make a Shalihut, and you can do it yourself into a Shaliyah, so too Terumah as well. And the circular reasoning shows me that even though they have different leniencies, that the leniencies that they have does not bring the result, and therefore we have to look at what they have in common. What they have in common is, you can make a Shalihut, and therefore by a Terumah, you could also make a Sharia. Ah, so what do you need Gam Atem? So according to the opinions that say that a Goy is Terumah, you need Gam Atem to tell me that you would have thought that since the Goy is Terumah, is a Terumah, that he's the Sugya, the free Kamek, a Sharia of a Goy. No, that your Sharia has to be like you. Gam Atem. That the Sharia Gam has to be like you. That what Bereberit. But according to the opinion that says, Rabbi Shimon, that a Goy does not have Terumah Bechlal. So therefore, you need a person of a Dai. He's not in the Sugya of Terumah. Just like an Eber is not in the Sugya of Ishut. And therefore, for Pashut, you cannot appoint him as a Sharia. No, you would have thought, since we have other exclusions, Atem Velo this, Atem Velo that. So I would also say, what? Atem Velo Shiluch Hachem, even if he's Jewish. Kamash Walan. No, that Terumah is like everything else. You can indeed appoint a Sharia. Amen.